So as we begin this sitting, to give some attention to your posture, and to sit up a little bit more alertly than maybe you would otherwise. And with that alert, upright posture, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, perhaps you can soften and relax around that uprightness. Perhaps allowing the shoulders to soften, relaxing the shoulder blade area. Softening the belly. Perhaps letting the belly relax, hang forward, or drop down into the pelvic cavity. And then letting your breath be normal. It's often useful to take a few moments to check in with yourself in a broad, global way, to recognize how you are in the moment. And in recognizing how you are, to see if you can not be in conflict with it, to allow it to be held in awareness. It's all okay in the field of awareness, of attention. And then before the meditation proper today, I'd like to guide you through a simple mindfulness exercise that points to the instruction today of mindfulness of the body, including our embodied experience as part of the field of awareness. And then I'll be directing your attention to different parts of your body. And then as you hear the direction, see if you can experiment with how you use your attention. See if you can let your attention move to that paced part of your body in a calm, relaxed way, but also a way that is somewhat deliberate, calm and deliberate, bringing into focus the part of the body that I direct you to. So in a calm, relaxed way as possible, let your awareness take in the sensations of your hand, your right hand. Feeling the palm of the hand, the fingers, the back of the hand, become aware of the different sensations in your hand. It could be tingling or warmth or coolness, vibration, pressure, heaviness and lightness. Almost as if there's a kaleidoscope of sensations that appear and disappear in your right hand. And then calmly and deliberately move your attention to become aware of the sensations in your left hand. Heightened awareness that allows the sensations of the hand to show themselves. The sensations of the near the palm of your hand are different than the back of the hand. And there might be even more difference between the fingers and the rest of the hand. Pulsing, tingling, warmth, coolness. Perhaps a subtle flow of air across the top. The contact of your hand against the other parts of your body. Softness, hardness. Maybe the hands feel heavy or feels light. Now bring your attention to the place where your body makes the strongest contact with the cushion or the chair or the floor. And not so much you're aware of the contact, but that area of your body where the contact occurs. Have a relaxed and deliberate awareness, opening to the range of sensations that might happen there. And if there's commentary or ideas about those or reactions to the sensation, know that they're different than the sensation. And allow yourself now to open up to the sensations of contact. And now, calmly and deliberately, move your attention to become aware of the strongest sensation in your body. It might be that place of contact, or it might be somewhere else. And then see if you can, in a calm way, bring a heightened awareness, heightened sensitivity to this part of your body. To have a simple awareness of the sensations there. Aware of the sensations independent of what you think about it or react to it. Just the sensations, that area of your body. With a heightened attention, that part of the body, notice what different sensations show themselves. And then in a calm, deliberate way, now bring your attention to that part of your body where you're most present for your breathing. The belly moving, or the chest, or the nostrils. Wherever the sensations are, wherever you track your breathing. And that part of your body, bring a heightened awareness to the sensations that are there. Not necessarily only the sensations connected to breathing. Let awareness calmly fill that part of your body. So not so much watching the breath, but feeling the sensations of breathing in your body, allowing that area to have a heightened awareness to the very simple sensations that come into play, the sensations which are distinct from your thoughts about the breathing, your reactions to how you're breathing. And for now, see if you can just be simple and relaxed with the experience of breathing. But if some sensation in your body is different than breathing, becomes more pronounced, more predominant, compelling, then calmly and deliberately let go of the focus on breathing and let your attention enter into that part of your body to feel and sense the sensations that are there. So that the sensations which are strong don't have to be a distraction from the meditation, but they become the meditation. taking care to distinguish between the sensations themselves and the reactions to them. And when the strong sensation has been acknowledged enough or has gone away, then calmly let the experience of breathing come back into awareness. Bring it back into focus, feeling the sensations in your body as you breathe. There are times in practice where there can be experimentation, trial and error, to see how to let the awareness, the mindfulness we're using, be relaxed or be suitable, be appropriate for how we're, what's needed. And I'd like to suggest that it's useful to have it be both calm and in a relaxed way, deliberate as well. So clear, this is what I'm doing now. I'm gonna, if you're paying attention to the breath, there's a kind of deliberateness to it. But also to be calm. Sometimes it's easy to be so focused on paying attention to something that we don't notice how we're paying attention. And sometimes the how we pay attention might be straining and pushing. Sometimes it can be very reluctant, lackadaisical. And the idea is to neither push nor be kind of lazy or reluctant, but to be kind of in a calm, deliberate way, to kind of show up and really be there. And so maybe it's useful to experiment and see, not to take whatever way you're paying attention for granted, that's the way it has to be, but you can kind of experiment. Sometimes maybe the deliberate part is more useful, especially if you're really sleepy. And sometimes maybe the calm part is more useful, for example, when you're agitated or something. So in that exercise, I brought your attention to different parts of your body to give you a little bit of a sense of what it's like to practice mindfulness of the body. The Buddha talked about mindfulness of the body in and of itself, mindfulness of the body in the body, meaning to train ourselves to have a little different way of relating to the body than we maybe usually do in our normal life. I think oftentimes in normal life, if we're relating to our body, paying attention, noticing it, it's often through the filter of a lot of ideas, concepts, self-consciousness. I knew a friend of mine who went to a monastery, a Buddhist monastery, and for a year she had a mirror in her bathroom in her room. And for a year, she covered it over with paper, newspaper or something, because she had such a complicated relationship to looking at herself in the mirror that she wanted to kind of stop doing that for a while and see what it's like just to be present without the pull of the ideas and associations with their physical appearance. So here, rather than ideas and concepts of our body, is to begin having an embodied experience from the inside out of what the body's own experience is like, independent of our reactions and our thoughts that we might have. And not to be critical of those thoughts and reactions, but just to see that they're different. And then to begin dropping down and feeling and sensing what is actually happening in the body. So the basic instruction so far has been to have a focus on the breath in meditation. If there are strong sensations in your body, you can breathe with it, as Andrea talked about yesterday, or you could also let go of the focus on breath entirely and bring your full attention to the place in your body where those more predominant sensations are. And thereby you're doing mindfulness of the body. Sometimes if you're trying to stay with the breath and there's a strong sensation somewhere else, there can be a tension between the pull of attention to the place in the body and your effort to be with the breath. There's no need for that tension. You just let go of the breath entirely and just calmly, deliberately take in the strong sensation. It might be a strong pleasant sensation. It might be a strong unpleasant sensation. The idea is to just feel it for what it is. Chances are that after many days, several days on retreat, that probably the strong sensations are unpleasant. And so there's a whole art and of discovering how to be present for the unpleasant without contracting, without aversion, without judgments, without fear, and staying very simple, feeling it in the simplicity of it. So the body's own experience, independent of your ideas and projections into the future, to feel it. And there's a world that can open up, perhaps as the world opened up in your hand. Chances are that before I directed your attention to your hand, you weren't aware of many sensations in your hand, if any at all. But with your awareness in your hand, probably you started noticing a wider range of sensations you would have otherwise, and those sensations became, sometimes can be quite full, lots of different things. So to drop down with a process of discovery, what's going on here? So the knee hurts, and to drop down calmly and deliberately and take that in a simple way. What's that experience? How's the knee experiencing that, independent of my reaction to it? It's very, very simple. And maybe there also the knee then becomes more full of sensations. The sensation of discomfort that you might have felt might start appearing differently than how it appeared from a distance. It might start appearing more as flickers of sensations that come and go rather than as some stable, enduring sensation. So let go of the breath and then attend to the stronger sensations in the body. It can be that you come very close and feel it from the inside. It could be that you step back and kind of like a bird sitting on the top of the tree looking from a distance. Different kinds of ways of looking depending what's going on. If you get pulled into the sensations too strongly and reactive to them, maybe stepping back and bird's eye view is helpful. Sometimes if there's a lot of concepts and ideas associated with it, maybe getting really close and so you can feel the sensations in and of themselves and the subtlety of what's actually going on there. To help keep the attention there, some people find it helpful to use the technique of mental noting. Very calm, relaxed, simple label in the mind that encourages you to stay and feel there rather than the mind wandering off, drifting off. So it could be pressure, or hardness, heat, whatever it might be. Just kind of very simple. And the exact label doesn't matter, but it is more like the acknowledgement it provides of where you're staying, what you're staying present for. At some point, the strong sensation maybe is no longer strong, or at some point it no longer is so predominant, no longer pulls your attention so strongly, partly because it's been acknowledged and seen. And if any of these things happen, then you can always go back to your breathing. And if you're unsure what to do, you can just go back to your breathing and till it becomes clear you should go back to the sensation. And then when you're with your breathing, you might also experiment with this idea of the location where you're feeling the breathing, whether it's the nostril or the chest or the belly or somewhere else, that that you're just like you put your hand, your attention in your hand, you put your attention into that part of your body, and then feel the fullness of sensations that occur there, as opposed to the idea of the breath going in and out, feeling and sensing what's going on there. Hopefully the idea is to be somewhat simple about all this. Simple awareness. There was a teacher in India, Munindra, who said, if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. If you're doing some complicated analysis and engineering event, try to make something happen, and maybe it doesn't need to be so complicated. It can just be very simple. Just this moment. So as in the course of the day, there might be lots of occasions to check in with your body, to be present for your body. The stronger your capacity to be embodied, to be rooted in your body, connected to your body, the easier it usually is for the mindfulness to unfold. So much so that sometimes I think of mindfulness should be translated as bodyfulness, the way that the body itself is an organ of perception, of sensing, of being aware. And so as you walk around, as you do walking meditation, as you walk around, as you have a meal, as you go to your room, as you lay down, you might try and stay close to your body, stay with your body. Let your body accompany you, accompany your body. Be curious what it feels like to go through the day, experiencing the day, experiencing your different things that go on through the avenue of your body, how it feels. Can be something as simple as when I was in Burma, we had these torrential downpours of rain that would come suddenly. And whenever the rain started to suddenly appear, I would always try to tune in to what was just happening through my body rather than my ears listening to the sound, to feel the sense that changed in atmospheric pressure, humidity, whatever was going on. I would just kind of feel the shift in my body. So here also, different times of the day, if you do walking meditation outside, going from the sun to the shade, as you stand in line downstairs for the meal, as you see the food, what happens in your body? Where's your body at? Stay close to your body. Include your body in this experience here today. So today, we have the second round of practice discussions, so if those people who were not seen yesterday should be on the schedule for today. If that's not the case, let us know. And so Andrea is down in meeting room one, that's in the just off the big community room down there next to the office. And if you go down, I'm just down the steps here, if you go down past the elevator and to the left is room 100. There's a sign on the corner of the wall there. And we'll do questions again this evening. If some of you, if you leave some questions for us on the board, we'll choose one or two of them. And we did get a note about someone's wristwatch alarm going off during the middle of the day. And I sympathize because as my hearing is going, I don't think I hear my watch go off anymore, but I don't have that kind of watch, so it's not me. But so you might, if you have a wristwatch that might, or something that might be beeping around 12 o'clock, if you could check your watch and see if it's set to go off, if you can turn it off, it'd be nice. Anything else we should be announcing? So I hope that you have a nice day and the practice is kind to you and you're kind to your practice.